March of this year. But I really didn't do anything. I had two parties, and life got me, and I got remotivated in August and really decided that was when I was going to start working the business. And it's been a whirlwind since August. I signed up some of my friends to take along on the ride with me and got determined. I mean, that's just that's what it takes. It's just getting yourself determined and getting your mindset going forward.
Danielle.
Yes.
I'm not sure if it's just me, but I miss everything. I don't know if I was, if I just somehow got knocked off. But would you start over? You said that you started in March, and that you had a first couple parties, and then what happened with your business?
And then I just quit. I said life kind of got in the way, and I sat on this business through summer. And August rolled around, and I got determined and decided that I was going to work the business. I mean, really fully work the business. Now, I have a full-time job, so this is just, you know, something that I do on the side. But I love it, and when I made up my mind that I was going to do it in August, I did not look back. So,
very cool. So you decided then to make the commitment, and you jumped on a good time right before the contest, right before the promo started. What did your business look like in comparison from August, September to October and November?
Well, I pretty much went through all the levels to Emerald in 1 month. The thing that I think is the most important, one of the most important parts, is that you have to set small goals. I mean, if you have this huge goal, you think it's unachievable, but setting a goal in front of me is huge. I know what I have to do. I know how many bubbles, so to speak, that I have to fill on the chart, and then I got with it. And I'm just a person who is very determined when I make up my mind that I want to do something. And there were a lot of obstacles that got in the way in this contest, with 10. And I talked to my upline, Dana. I mean, I talked to her almost daily. And, you know, you're going to face frustrations and struggles, and things are going to get in the way. But if you're determined to do it, you find other ways. I mean, to the point that even at 10:30, we found out there was a mistake, and I had to put another distributor in at 10:30 before our cutoff. And I had talked with someone on the phone that morning. I called them at 10:30 that night and signed them and got their loyal customers in under them in a matter of literally about 20 minutes. So I think the most important thing that you can do when you're looking at your business is set a goal, a small one that's achievable. So we had 2 months to do this. If we could get 5 in October and 5 in November, fantastic. I think I ended up signing 13 during the 2 months and trying to get the loyal customers. One of the best pieces of advice that I got from Dana a long time ago was that as soon as you have someone that commits to being a distributor, get them to set their party immediately, like the next week. Even though they don't have their kit, get them to set their party. And then they're ready to go, because sometimes if you wait, then for them, life gets in the way, and they keep waiting and waiting and waiting, and they've got that excitement when you sign them. So go ahead and set that party and be ready to go.
Most definitely. And I think that is key. We do try to encourage people that when they get signed up. I know of people that will say, listen, I'm not even going to sign you up until you tell me your two party dates, because I don't want you to get in this business and waste your money, whatever the startup fee happens to be at that time, and then sit on it and not do anything. So I think that was very, very wise of you to make sure that they're going to take some action steps right from the beginning. So what do you think that you did to create urgency with them and with yourself? I know that you said you set those small attainable goals, which are really, really smart, you know, dividing it by 5 and 5 and getting those parties on the books. Do you feel any urgency with this business?
Well, I mean, one thing is because we don't know how long the $99 promotion is going to last. But, I mean, I think my belief in this company, I'm able to portray what I really feel and how close to my heart I am about this company. I believe in everything about it, and because I've used so many of the products personally, or, you know, I have friends that are close to me that have, that belief comes through. I think that you can't get discouraged from a no. We're going to get no's every single day. I mean, there are going to be people who are not interested, but even when I was trying to achieve this contest, I contacted people who had told me no, that weren't interested, and signed a couple of loyal customers that way, just from following back up, because just because they say no today doesn't mean that it's always going to be a no. And so anyone that had expressed interest when I was trying to scramble and help my people at the last minute, I mean, I contacted people and, you know, just said, I even told them, I said, I'm trying to achieve a goal. I've talked to you about this before. You expressed some interest. Are you still interested? Because if you are, I mean, I would love for you to help me meet this goal. And, I mean, I had a classmate from high school who was like, hey, I'll help you out. And, you know, I mean, the urgency is that the time is now. This company is in its explosive phase. And, you know, we're all in it for a reason, mostly because we want to make money, become debt-free, whatever that reason may be. If you've got a why, now is the time. And, I mean, I try to create that urgency with them. You know, if you look statistically at what happens with network marketing companies and who the most profitable people are, we're in that right now with this company. And I try to portray that to the people that I'm speaking to who are interested in becoming distributors. Now's the time. Don't wait.
Good for you. Good for you. That is so amazing to hear, really, from somebody that's not been in the business for very long. And you've obviously are just making a niche for yourself, and I love the fact that you're able to put it out there, and you're okay with asking for a favor. I think sometimes people are afraid to do that. I think people are afraid to put themselves out there because they don't want to seem needy, or they don't want to seem like they don't need help and things like that. And I think that honesty and that goal setting, and then the passion, that people know that you are a genuine person and you're genuine with your business, I think that's going to carry you very, very far. So huge, huge congratulations. What are you going to do with that $1,000 in fast starts that you're making?
You know, Christmas is coming up, so, I mean, Santa has to deliver, so probably
yeah.
It's going to be Christmas. And also, I have not signed up to go to conference. I had set a goal that I would be diamond before I went. I have not achieved that yet, but hey, you know what? The month's not over. So that's my next goal, but I'm not going to miss conference, whether I'm diamond in January or whether it happens in December. I'm going to be in Florida, so look forward
good
to seeing
you
out there.
Good for you. Well, what a blessing to have you on the team, and I just thank you so much. And I'm really excited for your team members. I just have to share this with you because sometimes I say too much, but I just had somebody inbox me, a leader on my team, and say, who is this girl, and why isn't she on my team? I think that's an amazing testimony for you. So congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And I can't wait to watch your growth. You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that's really fun. So an Emerald, okay, an Emerald that's been with our business since March and really didn't decide to work her business until August. And so I don't know if that's something that you see in yourself, but I think what really rings true is she didn't really focus on the business and what she decided to commit to it. We just talked about that a couple of weeks ago. She turned those commitments into fruition, into goals, into action steps. And she got in with 10, and it's not an easy task. I didn't even make it in with 10. So it is definitely something that you have to work very, very hard at. So next on the call, I'm going to have Jamie on the line. She actually didn't call into the moderator line. So, Jamie, I got you with me, right?
Hello.
Yay. It happens to the best of us. I've done it. So congratulations, girlfriend. You made it, too. And I am just really excited for your success. So Jamie has been with us a very short time as well, too, and she booked it into high gear to double right away. How long did it take you to get to double?
4 months.
4 months, okay.
excuse me. So you hit double diamond, and so now you're working. Sometimes what happens is when we work really, really fast to hit a goal, we have to continue to maintain that. So you're working on your team now. You're developing your leaders. You're getting everybody plugged in, and then this contest comes along, and you just truck it into high gear again, too. So how did you do it? How did you do it after you just, I mean, you just signed up and you made double diamond. Most people would say, wow, I ran out of my warm, you know, my warm contact list. I ran out of my warm market. How did you make it happen for yourself?
First and foremost, I have an amazing team. We have some great leaders on our team and have really pulled together. So I know that building to double diamond seems amazing to most people, and it absolutely is. But it's been a trek. It's hard maintaining those levels, and you have to build a strong, solid foundation. And I've struggled to do that. And now I'm starting to build strong and smart. But I've had some awesome people along the way who've done, you know, shows upon shows with us, and I'm always on Facebook posting. And you know, the days that I seem really down, and, you know, I get a message from one person who's been following my posts for 4 or 5 months, all of a sudden messages me, and it kind of reconfirms why I'm doing this. Because, you know, like you said, it might take somebody 6, 9, 12 months to see your posts over and over again, and boom, there they are. And I, when I came down to visit you with my mom in Michigan, I said to Chris that I wasn't, you know, too keen on working that hard and killing myself doing it. So I didn't actually start getting any DTs until November, because I was really trying to focus on loyal customers and building my foundation. But it just kept happening one after the other, and I have had some great leaders on my team work with me and do the shows, and it's just kind of happened from there.
So that's amazing. So you got your 10 in November.
10 in November.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
So that is crazy. And I think a really good lesson is what you just said. I think that's so key. I think so many people are so focused on rank. And don't get me wrong, we love the rank. We have a roadmap to get to it. And we do encourage people to get to diamond as fast as possible so they can get those CAD bonuses, because really you start making some serious money at that level. But we also, like you said, we want to build it strong. You know, it took me 4 times as long as it did to you to get to double as it did for me to get to diamond. And so, but I did have a solid foundation. And so I know that's what you're looking at now, which is really smart, because we are in a marathon. It's not a sprint. We're really in it for the long haul, and you don't want to get yourself burnt out. So what would you say is your key factor in urgency then with keeping the business alive? Are you more looking at the urgency of the here and now? Or are you looking at the slow and steady? What is your objective now with your business?
I think, like you said, rank is amazing, and I wouldn't have built it any other way. I didn't have a choice. I kind of blew up really quick, so I did it the way I should have done it. However, you know, and I talked with you and Chris along the whole way, and I know I kept hearing, you know, high and tight, high and tight. And until you're there and really grasp it, I mean, at least for myself, it doesn't really make sense. It makes sense along the way as you reach there. So in hindsight, now I can say absolutely there's an urgency. But if you stay at Ruby for 6 months but you have a tight, really well-established team, you're laughing, because you could be at Ruby, although the average is $599, you could be at Ruby making $2,000 a month. So I think that's where I'm at right now. You know, I have a brand new DT that's very far away from me, and she's really struggling. And I just keep saying, you know, every day, it took me 4 months to sign her as a distributor. And I asked her why all of a sudden 4 months. She clicked in and said she would message me, and then I would message her back, and I would never hear back from her for weeks. And then when she was ready to ask me another question, she would message me, and all of a sudden I'd ask her a question, or, you know, are you ready to join? And then she'd ignore me. And I said, those people, although you don't think are watching you, are still watching your posts on Facebook. And I'm a huge fan of Facebook and social media, because although you don't think that many people see your posts, it'll be that person that's been watching for months and months, and then now's their time. So I think the urgency is there, but people need to be smart about it. And although rank is amazing, building it smart and having a good, solid team is absolutely the way to go.
Most definitely. So now you have learned an amazing lesson along the way, which we are always learning. What do you think your biggest takeaway now is for these 10 new distributors that you got into this organization in November? Now, you're a double diamond, so you get cab bonuses. So you made $1,000 plus from signing up these distributors, which is amazing in and of itself. And you've helped all of them become Fast Start qualified. What do you think that you're going to teach them that maybe you didn't do in the beginning?
Oh, I would be here forever trying to teach them.
one or two things that you people here could take away.
I think my case is a little unique. I signed up at the wrap shortage, and we kind of had a little bit of a struggle, although I still managed to bang it out and have a rocking team. So if I could tell my new DTs, which I have, you know, I signed up a distributor 5 hours away from me, and she signed on Thursday, had her party the following Wednesday, signed 3 distributors and 4 loyal customers underneath her, and that's the way to do it, is to, right from the get-go, establish what you're going to do for your first 30 days, because that will create your business. And when you as a leader, although maybe my distributor who just signed up may not see herself as a leader, but when her distributors under her see her doing that, they just think that's the way to do it. And it is the way to do it, because unless you have those parties on the book and have your loyal customers and sign those people, you're not going to get anywhere. So you need to work your business and you need to work it smart. And that's why the steps of success are there.
Yes. Very cool. Well, congratulations to you, Jamie. I am so super excited for you.
You're
definitely a leader. You have leader mentality. And for everybody out there, get into the depths of your organization. Jamie is our 7th level. And she's our 7th level, first level double diamond in that leg. And she kind of squawked a little bit. But I'm so thankful that she, I'll just put it that way, right? And so I'm thankful for that, because if you're in this organization and your direct sponsor isn't maybe working the business or they don't have the answers, it is okay to keep going up until you find somebody that you connect with, until you find somebody that you get the answers with. And of course, that's the way that this business is. It's such a team effort. And I'm so thankful that Jamie made herself be known, because we probably would not have known who she is had she not made a little bit of noise and said, hey, I need some help. I'm down here. What's going on? And so it's a valuable lesson for me, even at the level that I was at, to be mindful of the fact that there are people deep in your organization that are just rock stars and they're successful and they need your support. So get down there in the depths of your organization. And if you're down there, reach up. And it's okay, because that is how you're going to be successful, because you know what? The people right above you, they may not want it as bad as you do. So make yourself be known. And I'm so glad you did, Jamie. Congratulations on your 10 and the magazine and all your new team members that are just going to change the face of your organization.
Absolutely. And everybody on this call needs to be at conference in January.
Yay. Yes, they do. I'm so excited to hang out.
Thanks, Nikki.
All right. You're welcome. Thank you. All right. Next on the line, we have Miss Beth Bandy. Are you on?
I'm here.
Yay. Okay. I thought so. All right. Congratulations, Beth. You're in with 10. You are a triple diamond with us. How long have you been in the organization with us?
I've been with It Works now since September 27th of last year.
Okay, so you just hit your year anniversary and change. And you were able to quit your job because of It Works.
I sure was.
That's exciting. So how has this Success From Home promo changed your life? Not by just getting the magazine, which is absolutely amazing, but how has this competition, this promo, been able to change your business? What has it done for you?
Well, for me, I was, very lucky. I had just come from Dash, so I was there when it was announced. which was amazing, and we're speaking of conference and why it's so important. I felt the energy. We were there at the end of September, so it was my year anniversary, and I thought, wow, I wasn't at conference. Look what I was able to do within a year. Imagine what I can do taking advantage of the Success from Home promotion, as well as the new people that I can have jump on board and really feel the energy, because I know January is going to be crazy, because I can't wait to hear about the promotions that It Works will come out with to really help us with our business. So the Success from Home really got me motivated to literally, I was talking to people on the plane, on the shuttle ride to the airport about the business, and I was just a blitzing maniac. I don't really believe in a warm or cold market, because I really think that everybody is a warm market if you really try to find out what their story is first before, presenting the business opportunity to them, and that's what I did. I also was texting people. I had a whole day between when I got home to recoup from Florida, and I texted everybody in my phone. I just went through and was like, oh, they haven't joined yet. Oh, they haven't joined yet. I didn't care if I had talked to them a million times or not, but I let them know there was a lot of opportunity and a lot of promotions, and I was on fire, and they need to join me. Whether they think I'm crazy or not, I don't care, but I'd be doing them a disservice. And believe it or not, I had people, like, I just was blowing up. I think I enrolled 11 people in October and then 3 in November, and I still have a lot, in my pipeline. So that's
so
definitely
you were
what
in with 13.
Yes. Yes.
That is amazing. That is amazing. So, okay, so we're talking about the fast starts and the double fast starts that are going on right now. But then let's talk a little bit about cab bonuses, right? So you're a triple diamond. What is your cab bonus?
It is now $135.
$135.
So I just created 13 new team members that are coded to me. Every person that they enroll and they get Fast Start qualified, I receive $135 along with every person that they enroll, that they enroll, that they enroll. And I just know, because of the energy of January last year with conference and what they came out with, that that's going to change the face of my business.
Yeah. You just made some serious money. You made an instant $100 fast out off of everybody. And for those of you who don't know, one of the reasons, and we're going to talk about this on a compensation call very, very shortly, but I thought it was cool to hear these testimonies, get fired up and listen to the possibilities, and then we'll break it all down for you. But she made $100 fast start, just like everybody else does. Every time you sign up that new distributor, you get that $100. So she earned $1,000 total from those 10 people. Really 13. Let's just go with the 10 for math purposes here. Okay? But so $1,000 is what she made on fast starts. And then she gets cab bonuses. So from her October and November checks, she's going to get an extra $1,300 basically on top of the $1,000. So she made $2,300 by signing up these 10 people in these last 2 months. That's huge. I mean, that's Christmas right there, for your daughter, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. And it pays for conference, which is definitely going to pay for itself.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And then there's going to be more dividends. Exactly. So very exciting. So what would you say some of your takeaways? What do you think this contest did for you in terms of urgency and getting you to push the business? Did you feel more of a push in these last couple of months than ever? Do you think it was a good thing, it was a good catalyst for you, or do you think it was something that that you would have done anyways, but it was just a good incentive?
I think it really helped me. I mean, it's great that I'll be in the magazine. That's you know, awesome. I'll be able to, you know, share that and say that I did it. But really what it helped me was just to provide some sort of deadline for me and some sort of urgency that mentally within myself I needed. And honestly, these promotions, just like the good bonus and whatnot and how we all push for them, it's insane what it can do for you. And it just, you feel the energy of the whole entire company. And that's the importance, too, of, you know, plugging in because of the fact that all of these people now, whether they decide to seize the opportunity or not, just like the, was it Jenna we heard earlier or Jana? She signed up in March and, yes, and didn't really decide to push this business until August. And look at how awesome she's doing. You never know when something changes in someone's life where a switch needs to be flipped. And that's what we're there for, because I truly believe that this provides the hope that everyone needs, that we're not getting anywhere else.
Yeah, most definitely. I agree. There is nothing else that we can be doing that can create such a huge revenue for ourselves, and then we can just do really, really cool, powerful things with that, and do whatever we choose to do with it. So, Beth, I'm so glad that you're with us. I again, we're super blessed to have just amazing leaders, and congratulations. I look so forward to having you in the magazine and showing it off. So thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, next on the call we have Jennifer Norwood. Are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm on.
All right. Welcome to the call, Jennifer.
Hey.
Can you hear me? Hey.
Yes.
Did you get your kids in bed?
Or?
Did you get your kids all tucked in? I saw you were relaxing and watching a movie with them, huh?
Actually, I've kind of barricaded myself to the bedroom and have dared them to come in.
Oh, that's so funny. I have to thank goodness for locks on the bedroom door, yes. So,
exactly.
Jennifer, I am so excited to have you on the call tonight. Now, I want to talk a little bit about your journey. You are a double diamond with us, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and when did you sign up?
May of 2011.
Okay, May of 2011. And I think that your story parallels Danya's just a little bit. You got into the business, but I don't know that you were technically all in. Would that be correct?
You are exactly correct, yes.
Okay, but now recently you jumped on board. I know that you went to the Roanoke training and you were super excited. You had a lot of your team members there, and I think you kind of got revitalized and re-energized. Would you just share with us at what point the light bulb went off that you said, holy cow, I didn't really realize what I have in my hands?
I'm a very goal-driven type of person. So when I joined, I can remember, I remember probably a week in, Alicia actually texted me and told me that you were coming to Charlotte, and if I made it to Ruby, all Rubies and above got to eat dinner with Nikki Moore in Charlotte. I'm very goal-oriented, so I definitely made it to that dinner, and then I kind of idled out, and then January rolled around in conference, and Alicia came to me again, and she was like, they announced a good bonus. Those that hit diamond received $10,000. So, being goal-driven, I hit diamond and got the $10,000 bonus. Then I went to Roanoke, and I think just seeing my team there, just being there, listening to Pam Souter, it just kind of clicked. Something clicked. I just realized what I did have. I've seen the business opportunity, I've seen the freedom, I've seen just the people that are behind the products, how real and genuine, and it just clicked, and I'm definitely all in.
That's awesome to hear. Yeah,
I love that story, and I think it's a really good lesson for everybody to learn that sometimes people get frustrated because maybe somebody that they get into the organization isn't a runner off the bat. You know, we ourselves might be a certain type of personality, or we might want something a little bit quicker than somebody else, but we have to recognize that everybody in this business, it's their own business. And I know that Alicia is really good at kind of prompting and urging, but also letting you just kind of to be where you're at, if that's where you're supposed to be. But I'm so glad that you came to terms on yourself and what this business has to offer. And people do that, and that's okay. And so what do you think that this next year is going to look like for you now? I mean, how your perspective's changed a little bit? Are you kind of all in?
I think I'm more than all in at this point. I definitely believe in claiming, and I can remember when Alicia actually told me about, I have an amazing upline, by the way. Alicia is amazing, and she always, I think she knows how goal-oriented I actually am, and she came to me even about the Success from Home promo, and I was like, I claimed it. I was like, I'm going to be in the magazine. It's mine. And I'm claiming. I mean, I'm gonna be at least presidential. I mean, I'm all in. I'm going to the top. That's me.
You're gonna be an ambassador, girlfriend.
I will be ambassador, but by the end of the year, well, the end of next year, I'm not sure, but it's possible, yeah, for sure.
Oh yes, it is so possible.
I have an amazing online as well, so I can definitely be there.
You do. You have some amazing leaders on your team as well. You're very lucky. The stage is
really, really set for you. So you got $1,000. Your double diamond. Do you know what your double diamond coding is? Have you added up the money that you've made in this last 2 months?
See, it's not even about the money for me. It's more about reaching the goals. I do believe, I think it's about, 130.
Okay, yep. I think it's 120 for double diamonds. So again, you made over $2,000, and it's not the money, but sometimes people, it is about the money, and it has the power to change their lives and the ability for them to help other people change their lives. But I love the fact that you're goal-oriented. And so here's your goal. I'm getting you I want you to be at Triple By Conference, and I know that you're going to be ambassador. I know that you're going to be ambassador at least by December 2013, and you're also going to be presidential by the time that we get to Dash, so you can come party with us. So I just made your goals. You can pretend like it's the Nikki Morris Success from Home promo or something like that. So what's changed now? Because you just, I mean, you came out of the gate, really. You were kind of, you know, just walking along, and
I
started jogging. What happened? What changed?
My husband works out of town a lot, and I have three kids, three small kids. And it was the last time that he pulled out of the driveway, I think, to leave. And I can remember, I think I even went to my team page, and I was like, that's the last time that I'm going to say goodbye to my husband. I definitely want to retire my husband. It's not retire. I just want him to stay home and not work out of state anymore. I want my kids to have their dad home. I've been fortunate enough to be a stay-at-home mom, and I would love for my husband to stay home as well.
That's very, very cool. And I have no doubt that that's something that's going to happen for you guys and your family. If that's something that you want and you already are, you got that in your mind. So being able to connect with your why and your goals is obviously a very, very powerful thing. So any tips to any new people?
Just be consistent. Don't give up. I know that I signed 11 people from the end of October through November, and probably 7 out of 11 were those that I have been working on since I joined. I was very persistent. I gave them their space when they needed it, but I knew what the business, how much the business changed my life and how much it could change theirs. And just consistency and following up. and just realize what a gift you really have to offer.
Very cool. Being consistent and realizing the gift that we have. Most definitely. I agree with you. Well, thank you so much. Congratulations. I look forward to watching you hit your goals.
Thank you. Can't wait to see you at conference.
Yes, we're going to have so much fun. I'm so glad. All right, so last but not least, we have our fifth guest on the line, Alicia Demeny. You with us?
Hello.
Absolutely.
Hello.
Woo! Skin of your teeth, you made it. Woo!
We've been happy dancing all day long.
Very exciting, very exciting. So for most of you who don't know, you have to submit, you know, your form, and then you have to wait for them to get back. Well, Alicia is probably the last person that was gotten back to. So she knew she was in, but it's always fun to have a confirmation, right?
Absolutely. Gotta have it.
All right.
Gotta have it.
Most definitely. So, Alicia, you are a triple diamond, and you have been with us since spring of 2011, correct?
That's right.
All right, so Alicia is 19 months, all right, not even 2 years. And Jennifer Norwood is one of the gals, one of the leaders that's underneath Alicia. And so she has a team full of layered leadership as well. And so, Alicia, what is your takeaway from getting in this magazine? What is this doing for you?
Well, what it's doing for me, which a lot of you might be experiencing right now, is last year at this same time, I missed being in this magazine by 4 LCs. Last year, the qualifications you were in with 8, and those 8 had to be qualified. And I had my 8 distributors, but they didn't get qualified. And I was devastated. I was devastated when I didn't get them in. I was devastated seeing those people that got in the magazine walk across stage. I was devastated when we got to purchase the magazines at conference because they had the advanced copies there for us. And my picture wasn't in that magazine. And I can bet that I've probably given away 60 to 100 of those magazines this year. And every time that I gave it away with pride because all my friends were in there, you were in there, Denise is in there, Kay is in there, you know, all the people that I look up to, and I was 4 loyal customers short of having the impact of having my photograph in there. I was 4 loyal customers short from going to Barnes & Noble and picking up a magazine on the newsstand and my photograph being in there and being able to share that with prospects, being able to share that with doubting team or family members. So that's the impact. It's been a year-long impact for me. So when we were when it was announced at DASH that we had the opportunity to get in that magazine, I knew one way or the other, whatever it took, we were going to get in that magazine.
And you did it. And you did it.
So it's good. It's probably a really, really good thing that you look in hindsight that you didn't get into it because it really made you set your goal and really work your goal with urgency and perseverance that that you had to really pull down deep probably to get to make sure that you got in this magazine and that didn't happen again.
Oh, absolutely. The follow-up that we've done this month, my number 10, actually we signed 11, but number 10 was the very first person I ever took this opportunity to 19 months ago. She was number 10 that signed up. And I kept following up and following up and following up. And 19 months later, she signed about 3 days before the end of the qualification period. So I thought about it every day. I kept my list. I kept the dates that they had enrolled, and I kept it in front of me every day. I knew that we had to have the 10, and I knew that we had to have 20 LCs. So I just kept it, and we tracked it, and I looked at it every day, and I thought about it every day. And I showed that Success From Home magazine to prospects, and I said, you know, we have the opportunity to be in this magazine. You know, look at the power of what this is and look at the amazing company that you can be a part of. So we just set that goal out there and followed up every day, wrapped as many people as I could because the more people that you can get that wrap on, the more possibility. I had a cold call for a lady I had never met before. And she tried the rap and was signing on as a lawyer. And I said, listen, you know, have you ever thought about the possibility of owning your own business? You love this product. You just had some amazing results. Why would you not want to share this product? And we tore up her loyal customer agreement and signed her on a distributor, and she was one of those 11 people. So I just offered it and was proud and was excited about it. And now we even have the better opportunity to be proud and excited about it. You know, it's great to be in a magazine, but I'm wanting to go get a whole bunch more because as a triple diamond, this double fast art means like $335.
Yeah.
Per person.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, $335. That's crazy.
Norwood said she is not excited about the money. She likes the recognition and achieving the goals. I like the goals, but I also like to eat, and I like to play, and I like to travel, and so I want to get some money. You know what? These double fast starts coming in.
Yeah, most definitely. It has the potential to change a lot of things. So do you think that these last 2 months, do you think that you changed the way that you talk to people? Did you change your mindset, or do you feel that you just increased your urgency?
I increased my urgency, completely increased my urgency, and kind of got refocused on my business a little bit. As a leader, sometimes you fall into the trap of helping everybody else build their business. And so your personal business slides a little bit. And that's okay. There's a season for that, and there's a time for that. But you've got to remember to take care of your business. And I think it was Jamie that said that she had talked to you and Chris about keeping it high and tight. That's true. And this is a great opportunity to build that tightness back up in your top levels or build up that extra volume with some personal enrolls. Because, too, when you go diamond, and you have all the, or excuse me, when you go diamond and then you raise up diamonds that you've personally enrolled, your percentage off of what you earn from them goes up. So building up personally enrolled diamonds is really important to building your check and building your dreams in a company. So I believe that it was a great opportunity to refocus on my personal business as well.
Yeah, most definitely, and I've said this many times to people that, you know, I have my top five strong leaders that got me to ambassador, and, you know, and we talk about, Jamie even mentioned, I think it was Jamie, but how your checks can vary. I mean, at Ruby, you could be making 500, you could make 2,000. You know, when I was at Diamond, I was making 45. When I hit Double Diamond, I made 10,000. When, you know, and then it kept going up from there because it was always high and tight and that foundation was there. But so you raise up your five groups of leaders. Think about the potential of your check when you start over and you raise up five more on your top level. Cammie has, what, 20, 25 diamonds wide, right? That's how we grow our check. It took me 2 years pretty much to have five, I mean, a little bit less than that because I was lucky to find all of my top leaders right away, but I got another 2 years to raise up five more rock stars, and, you know, and that's exactly how we build that strong foundation. So you're right, and I think you're at that leadership position where it's smart to look at that and say, okay, I've got these leaders, you know. You've got Jody
right.
Barnett, you've got Jennifer, you've got Anne-Marie and Jen, and, you know, all of these strong people on your team, and so now you're going to look for that next batch, that next group to raise up. So that's very, very smart. I can't wait to see what you're check is going to look like.
Me either. 2013 goals are to retire my father, to build a house, and to get to ambassador. So that's where we're headed in 2013. So a lot of that has to do with raising these next leaders up. You know, I love my level leaders. I mean,